Unusual insurance policies. I don't know how many people have noticed the fact there seems to be insurance available to cover every event anyone could think of. Let me start with an easy one. Every time I buy a device, I am asked if I want to insure it against breakage. The fees could be anywhere from a few dollars to hundreds of dollars a year, depending on what I am buying. If I were to take all the insurances offered on everything I buy, I would go broke. As I said, you can get insurance for almost anything. Did you pay for a big wedding and have a hall rented and honeymoon trip tickets? You can get insurance in case the bride leaves you standing at the altar. I bought a small device for chopping vegetables. I think it cost $19.99. The seller wanted me to buy insurance to protect it for around $7 per year. I just had to laugh. I told them if it breaks, I am sending it back for a refund. They didn't like that answer. While this has nothing to do with insurance, I would like to mention the most bizarre recall I have ever seen. It also has to do with a vegetable slicer. I got a recall notice that said it could break and cut the user. It was a cheap device, so I threw it away and notified the company I had purchased it by sending a receipt of purchase. They wrote me back telling me I needed a video of it breaking while I was using it to get a refund, like I run a video camera as I chop vegetables. Sorry I digressed, but I thought that reply by the manufacturer was so ridiculous I had to mention it. Lately, ID protection has become a big thing. That is really a type of insurance. You are taking out insurance which states if your identity is stolen, the company will get you reinstated and take care of any damage which this had done. You have to be careful when purchasing these plans. I usually never read the small print, but I had one of these companies and they changed their policies, so I decided this time I would read the new policies. I couldn't believe my eyes. One of the things they wanted me to accept was the fact I could not sue them for more than the limit in small claims court. I dumped that company immediately, and I will say this, it was one of the biggest companies in the field. Do you have a mustache? I am asking the guys this question because maybe you want to insure it against damage or loss. There is insurance for this, and a famous cricket player took out a policy on his. God forbid you are smoking and burn a mustache or mistakenly shave a piece off and don't have time to regrow it before going out. One place reported that a famous singer decided she had a very valuable asset. The asset was her butt. She figured she had better insure it. I really don't know what butt insurance would cover, but it is said she took out a $27 million policy. This is not the first time people in the entertainment field have taken out policies on their body parts. One of my favorites, which I just have to mention, is alien abduction insurance. I am talking about extraterrestrials, not migrant workers. How would one be able to prove they were abducted by aliens? First of all, no one has ever proved extraterrestrials exist, so I would think this fact alone would put your insurance at risk. Secondly, you would need witnesses, credible ones, not some drunk outside a bar who says they saw you get swept up into a flying saucer. Giving birth is usually a very happy event, but it can be expensive, especially when it turns out there are twins or triplets. I am not sure you can get insurance for a multiple birth in the United States, but you can get it in Britain. Another policy type available in Britain is lottery insurance. This is designed to protect employers. Here is how it works. Let's say you have a business and the employees are all in a lottery pool and hit it big and decide to quit all at once, and maybe even worse, do some damage before leaving. You can whip out your lottery pool insurance and put in your claim. I would think the next policy I am going to mention would become more popular every year from what I am hearing, and this is because the problem it protects against is growing. I am talking about bed bug insurance. This could be especially useful for frequent travelers who stay at all different hotels over the year. Are you a paranormal investigator? Have you had a hard time getting insurance for this type of job? Well, worry no more, there is insurance available. It has to do more with getting sued for damages caused by injury, but also covers errors omissions liability. I guess if you're telling someone something and it is deemed not to be true and you get sued, your insurance will cover you if you say it was an error. There are plenty of satellites orbiting the planet and sometimes one falls back to the Earth. Did you worry about getting hit by one of them? There is insurance which will protect you financially if one wipes you out. As of this date, no one has ever died from falling space debris, so the insurance premium should be low. If you are worried and think there might be something to those horror movies which show vampires, zombies and werewolves, you can get insurance against an attack on your person by one of these creatures. If you become a zombie, however, you might not have the brain power left to apply for the payment. Werewolves will be able to put in the application as long as there isn't a full moon, and a vampire will probably have to be in a very dark room to do it or wait until nighttime. There is one insurance company located in Britain which is famous for insuring anything, and it is Lloyd's of London. It is a group of people who decide whether or not to put up the money for the policy, and they have been doing this for hundreds of years. They started by insuring ships and have branched out today.